This is CliffCentral.com.
Hi.
Jen.
Oh. Hey, long time, man.
So good.
Hey. At the back of the cabin.
Oh, man.
Dancing God.
Jen.
Why is it in Dimpy Ganga? Oh, one more clean.
It's just easy, man.
Okay. Say.
The wise man was told me that wise men ain't really wise from the start. I mean, first the praise, the moon from the stars, a groove from a thug, a pool full of blood, the popo and the fucking blame white cars in them. Huh? I'm cool with the bar. She looked into my eyes and asked, who am I? I told her that my boys have tattoos on their arms. I'm really with a group of black dudes, but it's more than some crazy combination if you're trying to make art. We about to rock the nation, bring a stone if you pardon them. My thoughts are really dark. I like KL Bone if I can burn her in the park. She said, Nick, man, goddammit, you the truth. And my boy just got a new hip, and goddammit, it's the coupe. In our youth, got my hands up top. Policeman, please don't shoot. And I just turned 21, so I'ma buy a couple. Stand up, sit down, rock on, rock out. Best believe that all my niggas have been. When you listen, don't waste my time. Oh my God. And FYI, you best do me right. Yeah, right. I'm rocking like Cool J. The flow's got your niggas all to keep it DJ. We run through the city in a mean blue thing. You say the way we're many stupid. Hustle gets better when your whole team finna ride with you forever in. Your rollies all shiny cause they never ever fought over the goddamn shady ass business plan. Money ain't it all, I just need it cause my team finna ball. If hell it comes first, help your church when we pray first. You cover one car but you give me your numbers cause you're tryna have it all.
Man, I was in shit. So I wrote a letter to my sis. Hey mom.
This. A hug for you and a kiss for the kids. I'm growing up now, trying to get rich, trying to fix our financial situation. Do the things we never do. Private schools for my nieces, so they're clever too. Cause they too deserve the best things that me and you would never know. I'm talking real revenue. My niggas ride with me until we're in a coffin. And if you do me right, I might just take a shot. Not now, but when I'm popping. I'm trying to move this shit out to the people. Yeah, you know how I'm Frederico, my baby. And you know I guess you're too ignorant to raise up on my music. All these niggas have been asking, keep my answer, you the truth. And I feeling I know right up in my house, you like the booze. Really don't grow up till my mama do this. And my pops coming around, but they make it curious. Just cause a nigga not new, don't mean I'm trying to use it. I mean I like this with my music, so I'm trying, but you do it. I'm a bad man, well look what these dirty niggas in a pun song. You better run, run, kidnap your old lady, I wanna run some. I'm with the road, wait, can't stop. And he don't speak to Babylon, he's saying. Money in it all, but just need to get my team in the bar. Money comes first, I'll be yours, my brain first up. Someone won't call, but you gave me your numbers cause you're trying to have it down. All my niggas trying to ball. Money in it all, but just need to get my team in the bar. Money comes first, I'll be yours, my brain first up. Someone won't call, but you gave me your numbers cause you're trying to have it down.
Nitsi, I'm about to go to the studio now,
Oh, okay. Thank you very much for calling.
Okay, I love you.
I love you too. Bye.
Chop, chop.
Hey. All right. What's up, everybody? Hope everybody's
Okay, that's a nice song. I like it.
My bad. Sorry, I came in a bit hot there. Yeah. Hope everybody's good. It is a Thursday. You guys are going to hear this on the 6th of December, yeah. But today, what's the day today?
It's the 29th.
29th, yeah, we are pre-recording this piece, but you guys are going to hear it live, you know what it is? So we have a fire lineup, yo, what's happening with this thing, goddamn?
I do not like it. Sure. It's a difficult situation. Like it's we are in a foreign studio.
We're in a foreign
we're
place.
We're speaking a different language.
Like, we're just trying to figure out how this all works.
But it's okay. No, yeah. We've got some dope ass guests.
There may be a few hiccups.
We're warning you now. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but we're going to ride the wave. Shit. Okay, all right. All right, gentlemen, how about you tell the people who you are? Introduce yourselves.
Yo, what up, man? It's Manga OG here, hip hop recording artist, and yeah, I'm here. I'm here with my manager. Nibs Manage.
I'm Nibs Manage, Smong OG's manager.
Jim.
Shit. Turn on that what, Barry? What's that?
That's Barry Whitey.
Yeah, no, for real.
All right, guys. Actually, that song that you just heard now was made by the boy right here.
Oh, yeah. Levels.
Yes, Levels, right? Tell us a bit about that song.
Yeah, man. That's off my first EP titled First Touch, which is out everywhere. Google Play, Apple Music, Deezer, Spotify, wherever you want, it's there. And that's track number what? Number six. Track number six on the tape, off my debut tape, First Touch, that dropped in February 2018, 26th of February. So yeah.
Dope, man. All right. So the first question we usually ask is, tell us a bit about your craft.
My craft, man. I make hip hop music. There's a bit of trap, a bit of conscious, there's just everything in it, you know?
Mm. And just make what you feel.
Yeah. You know, I've got a crazy team on production, and we make visuals too. You know, my shit is all over the Instagram, my Instagram page. Check that shit out. So, I think what makes us stand out is like our visuals and stuff, you know? So, we dropped a short film, like not so long ago. Mm. It's 15 minutes long. And before that, we dropped a music video, which is, how long is that? 2 minutes something.
That's dope, man.
First Touch, yeah.
So for you, it's not just about the music. There has to be a visual element.
Yeah. We always try, you know, do our thing with the visuals, because we realize that the music's not enough, man.
Yeah.
So
truthfully, there needs to be more.
Yeah, so tell us a bit about this short film. Like, what was the story?
Which one comes
this?
First, the album or the short film?
The tape came first.
Okay, tell us a bit about the tape and the story you're telling with the tape.
Swag. So, with the mixtape, I started working on it when 2015. When was it? 2015, yeah. We were back and forth studio. That's around about the time he decided to, like, be my manager. And yeah, we recorded the tape. We're up and down different studios. Some beats we didn't get clearances for, you know what I'm saying? But that's on the low. We still got that shit done and everything. And it's 14 tracks. And my nigga Jay Prez, shout out to Jay Prez, mixed all my vocals on the tape. And Kwame, homie of mine, he did a lot of the beats, or some of the beats. And some of them were, you know, just taken off the net.
Mm.
And yeah, we
gotta start somewhere.
Yeah,
man.
But now, I want to declare it now. Let it be known, all my beats are like,
all you.
Yeah,
authentic.
They all us. They all authentic.
Oh, okay.
Homemade, everything, you know. Yeah. So that happened.
You gotta start somewhere. Don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, true, for real. True. That happened. We dropped the tape. Actually, I've got a copy for y'all. Hard copy.
I like that shit. That's a fucking nice touch.
Just
man.
Remind me before we come.
I will for sure. That's a nice touch, dog. Yeah. Alright, so tell us why it's called First Touch.
Well, it's called First Touch because it's my first tape, and before music, well, I've always been writing, but like before music, I was like really into sports, you know. Played a lot of rugby, a lot of soccer. So I got inspired by the first touch. Like, if you catch the ball,
shit.
You know, you've got the pass after that. If you trap,
if
you've
your
got
first
the
touch
pass.
Is clean.
You know,
it
has to be nice. And it's my first tape, so.
Can trap, can play.
That's right. So, it was my first tape, and I was like, you know what? And click. First touch. Let's see. You know,
we got it.
Sure. Bump the tape. Right, you guys must bump the whole tape.
Yo, that's bars, man.
True.
Okay, now let's move on to the film. Tell us now the story that you were telling with the film.
So the film happened when, you know, I got together with my team and we're like, yeah, gents. First touch needs to be accompanied with something nice, you know, visual or of sorts. So the theme in the film is like, you know, stop sleeping on your dreams type of theme, and you know, just get up and do it. So that was First Touch. It was stop, you know, like imagining all these ideas and just planning and not doing it. You need to just do it, you know. So that's what we did with the tape, and that's what we did with the film. And the theme in it is like, you know, cliche. There's a bit of romance, you know, there's the you know, hustle and you'll get it, you know, mm-hmm. don't sleep on your dreams theme, and it's 15 minutes long. It was shot by a homie of mine, Seas. He goes by the name of Seas Meister from Uncapped Productions. And the homie that directed it is a homie of mine, Bobro, goes by Auto Supreme. Also, mm-hmm. Directed my video, my music video, which is the opening sequence for the film. And yeah, what else?
I was actually about to jump to him now, man. So I just want to say, I like how you're keeping it in the fam and how you're getting it voice and shit. That's how it should be done, you know?
Right, thanks.
Keep it close. Speaking of which, let's move on to Manager Man, dog. How you doing? You've been quiet over there, bro. You all right?
Yeah,
you
I'm good? Easy, man. I always prefer it when Smanga does his thing.
That's cool, man. I respect that. But let's hear a little bit about you, dog. So is this, what are some of your side hustles? Is this your main hustle, or what else are you up to?
So I manage Smanga. But on the side, I'm running a creative agency with a friend of, was about 3-4 of us running the agency at the moment. It's still a startup, but we just focus on visual storytelling, you know, creating content, you know, whether it's ads, music videos. You know, we shot Smanga's music video as well, film.
Yeah.
Through with the production.
Changing Faces.
So, yeah. It's called Changing Faces.
you gotta rip your brand. Yeah. You gotta let people know.
It's too many. True. Changing Faces.
But yeah, that's what we're about, man. We even ran the whole First Touch campaign for Smanga, you know, and that was us starting up. So, you know, we hope to just do more, you know, spread our wings.
Yeah, that's dope, man. Sure.
So, like, when it comes to your content production, like, what do you guys enjoy the most? Like, what project has been your favorite?
I think the First Touch campaign, because it's so holistic.
Are you sure it's just not because there's pressure, dog?
It was. Nah, it's yeah, man. Like, shooting the film was just crazy. You know, there were, like, a lot of financial issues, you know, time. You know, we're like barred from some spots, you know, to shoot.
So, yeah, that's always,
you know, even just recording the tape as well, you know, beats, studio
up
time,
and down studio,
finances, crazy, you know, because we are independent, people. So you know, it gets a bit crazy. But yeah, the First Touch project's been like super dope, man. It's because I feel like it's one complete story, you know. It's got like the audio side, it's got the visual side, it's got the merch, you know, so.
Shout out to the problem.
Engaging, man. Yeah.
That's dope, man. I like the holisticness of it, like the fact that it's a whole thing. You know, it embodies much more than just one genre or one type of artwork, you know.
Yeah,
so I like that.
Actually, I worked with Naya. I think you guys had her.
I know her. That's my home girl, man.
I know her.
And she's so talented, dog. For real.
I just hit her whenever I need vocals. I'm just like, yo, Naya.
Boy, and I can see she's featured on this album a lot, dog. All right,
true.
We're gonna.
She's also on the short film.
For real?
Yeah, she's like the leading lady for the short film.
That's dope.
So you guys check it out. Where can we find it?
It's on Tube. YouTube.
And what's your YouTube name? What's your
Smanga
YouTube
OG.
Channel?
Smanga OG. Everything, yeah. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
Everything.
Everything.
All right, okay, we're going to take a quick music break. Now, which one of these songs do you want me to play? I have your whole tape open in front of me. Which one do you want me to play?
But do you want to choose?
yeah, we can play This That.
This That. Yeah. All right. Actually, shit, I can't even see it no more. Oh, here it is. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got This That by Smanga OG. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. So even me, I don't hear what you're saying. I just hear This and That.
Maybe get on the wall. Just get lost in it. trying to pay the cost in your life. Just get lost in the moment. Okay. Listen. Sometimes when I'm chilling by myself, outside for real money and real wealth. I light a J just to balance out the stress. Thoughts of being up on the stage, representing with the best. One day I'ma pass test, and I'ma cut you up with the brand new memo, I guess. I'm trying to make mama real proud, cause she was the real nigga. And I'ma sit with my chest. This is that shit you put your feet up to. If you ride around in your E-class coupe. It's for my niggas who don't smoke weed. And all my niggas getting high like the kids at school. And this is that coaster shit that feel good. Keep your gun inside that holster shit. Cause even when they on the dick, just say bad OGs on that grown up tip. All my niggas out here hustling. Not all my niggas rap, but we all getting money drip. Ain't trying to see my mom struggling. That's why I'm getting papers so she don't depend on government. We all left something to prove, and that's true. Out on the field or up in the class in grad school. Or maybe both, but you'll never know till you stop living your life at Instagram and Facebook. So chill and have a glass of red wine. Hey, sip it with your pinky, I'll stop living in rewind. You'll keep it in your corner like me with the inner prime. So my niggas shine, recline, and keep spitting those rhymes. Man, my niggas ride for me. And I ride two before you even count to three. We've been boys ever since we've been in primary. And primarily, that was like a rivalry for me. This is that shit you put your feet up to. If you run around in your E-class coupe. It's for my niggas who don't smoke weed. And all my niggas getting high like the kids at school. Hey, this is that coaster shit that feel good. Keep your gun inside that holster shit. Cause even when they on the dick, just let it slide. OGs on their grown up tip. Hey mama, don't you come hit the papa. You don't like the way you holler, just tryna get your number. See me with your girlfriends, but you're the top shot. But if you're acting right, then maybe you'll bring my holla. You can come alone or bring your friends with you. I got my niggas too, then we all be friendly, boo. Like, hey girl, this my nigga OG. He told me he can rap, but not that he was a beast. He gon' release soon, cause he almost at his peak. And he's a real rider, like some tires on the streets. And he hits a beef, no chick will ever come between. Getting money in his dreams before his mama, she the only queen. Fuck a hater, man, I compliment myself. My mother raised me without no motherfucking help. My brother did a lot for me, I love him to the death. My pillars of strength, my boys, my music, my nigga, ain't nothing left. That shit you put your feet up to. If you rhyme round in your E-class coupe. It's for my niggas who don't smoke weed. And all my niggas get high like the kids at school. Hey, this is that coaster shit that feel good. Keep your gun inside that holster shit. Cause even when they on the dick, just let it slide. Oh, geez, on that grown up tip.
So, what are the three most important things in your life?
I'd have to say Knox, family, studies, and I'm going to add a fourth one, definitely cannabis.
Yeah, shit,
and
man.
I was rocking with that song.
Yo, dad. That was dope, man. Okay, first question.
Yeah, first question. So, like, did you produce that track?
Not me, but a homie of mine produced it. Same guy produced First Touch and I Won't Die. His name is Kwame. And, yeah, he's really talented, man. He's also on some of my new shit that I'm about to drop. Yeah.
Okay. Sure. So who does your mixing and mastering? Him too?
My vocal mixing, Jay Prez worked on it for First Touch, you know, but I've got...
Oh, yeah, you did say that.
Yeah, Jay Prez also featured on track we actually did, the Zuko's Party Bags. Yeah, he did the hook for that, and mixing, yeah. He mixes my vocals, and then we've got a guy that... that engineers our stuff for us. His name is Marshall Harumsa. I don't know what his AKA is, but yeah, he does all our engineering. So we just give him the whole body, and he just engineers the whole thing.
Shit, so you got
that's
a whole
dumb,
team.
That's dope, man. You literally got a whole team, boy. And that's crazy. That's what you need, though. You really do need a team of people you can trust.
Yeah,
bunch of ride-or-die niggas, dog. Alright, so my next question is, so you all, on most of your songs, you have like a little clip at the start and at the end. Tell us about that.
So we did that to kind of create like a story within the tape, you know. So in the beginning of the tape, we were like doing these little interviews, asking people what their first touch is, you know, what they would hopefully, how they would like to achieve success with whatever they're doing, you know. And you get, you know, different answers, like people want to be designers, people want to be, you know, that's what they want to make it in, their first touch, you know, that's their passion. So throughout the tape, we ask different questions, like, you know, what are the three most important things in your life, what's your first touch, how do you feel about what was the other one we asked?
It was, how do you feel about drugs and alcohol?
And alcohol and the youth. So, like, it's the whole body, and it's, like, these little pockets of, like, knowledge, wisdom, you know. So it's, like, story.
It's like a J. Cole vibe. Ask yourself.
Not as deep as J. Cole, because J. Cole, are you listening? Some of you, like, you hear a voice whispering in your ear, and you're like, what? Choose wisely. You're like, what? So, yeah, that's what we did with, and it's 14 tracks, man. And it's just little clips, you know. It's amazing for, like, if you're driving somewhere, or, you know, you're just chilling with the homies, you know, it's any track could come in, you know, there's trap tracks, there's, you know, the love song, Naye sing the hook for me on, like, a track called Ride. It's, like, back and forth, me and her on the track. So, you know, there's a whole, like, a holistic vibe to it. So we just need, it couldn't just be music or just visuals, you know. So we had to have like a story with the tape. I mean, you know, so those little stories, they explain like where we were at in our heads and where we want to be. And, you know, just, and it's people we know, you know. So when our friends heard it for the first time and they can hear like the homie's voice, it's like, what? Shit, this is amazing.
That's sick, dog. That's so a nice that, little touch.
Yeah, emotional attachment. There's people with favorite tracks already, you know, so it worked.
Nah,
so you guys, I can't wait for you guys to fully jump in.
Yeah, I need to listen to the whole
song. Sure. Sorry, I'm so keen. Like, yo, that's crazy, man. Sure, I even just lost my train of thought, dog. This has been happening to
so
me
has,
today.
So has, like, with all the songs in the project, like, do they all relate to the short form?
Yeah, because every track in the film are tracks in the tape.
Right.
So if you listen to the
Stormzy
tape,
yeah, that's who you're thinking of. Have you seen that one like Stormzy did?
Stormzy,
So he did something.
Yeah.
You must check it out.
Check it out. Stormzy.
Like your dog.
And check it out.
Yeah, dog.
So every track we used in the film is in the tape, you know. So if you watch the film first and then you listen to the tape, you'll be like, oh shit, it's that track from that scene. Or if you listen to the tape first, you watch the film, it's like, oh shit, it's that track. And it's like, it's crazy.
I love that.
It's a full body.
I know when in South Africa is doing shit like that.
Bro, nah, that's amazing. Shout outs to Shane Eagle. He just dropped a short film, I think. Yeah, he dropped a short film. Shout outs to him. You know, I think we're the only ones, really.
I haven't done that with
visuals, eh?
Yeah,
Eagle Productions. Those guys bang.
Nah, but that's dope. And it's really authentic, bro.
Yeah.
That's dope. So tell us a bit about what's next for you. What's in the plan for the both of you? What's in the works? Give us a little snippet of something.
So we're dropping a track next month. That's in a few weeks. I think in the middle of the month, whatever. The track is called Entlek, done by a young producer I've been working with. Actually done by two guys, but this one was done by one guy, Pluto Beats. I'm also working with another young producer called Sway. And, you know, Pluto's my main producer right now, and I'm trying to get Sway on it too. So those two are just the niggas that I'm riding with, you know, I'm working with. So the track is dropping next month, and then I've got a video dropping in Jan. When are we dropping it?
Yeah, like mid-Jan.
Mid-Jan.
Yeah,
called,
just to pave the way for the year.
You know,
Get a good turn for the year.
Set a standard. It's called Independent Lane, because you know how we do it. We still indie, everything indie, like everything, dog, like everything. So that's us. Track is called Independent Lane, off my second tape that I'm gonna drop in like April.
Yeah, April.
That's gonna be called Deluxe Touch, and it's gonna be like 6 tracks. Yeah, because his first touch is like 14 tracks. So deluxe, and but we're gonna be dropping singles in between, you know, trying to grow the numbers, because we really didn't drop any music after we dropped the tape, because we were working so much pushing the tape, trying to get, because we dropped a lot of music, you know, like 14 songs. Yeah, so we did like studio visuals, we did music videos, did a short film like around tape. So there's all of that on YouTube, Smunga OG on YouTube, you know, it's a feast. Some actually,
sure. Yo, boy. I actually just got that from McDonald's. Damn. Alright, let's move over to the homie here for a little bit. Okay, so we know, what's it called? Changing faces. Okay, so that's been going for a year. I don't know if you mentioned, but you told me this outside.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Tell us the process of how you got into that. How did you build the business? You know, does that make sense?
Yeah. Straight up. So a homie of mine, Tepo, like my bro, we're running a bike shop, you know, prior to starting the agency. So we're just designing bikes, you know, selling those, you know. But it was like concept bikes, concept fixie bikes.
Yeah.
So when we started doing all of that, we were just like, shit, man, you know. We're already like, you know, venturing towards, you know, the whole visual storytelling and like content creation. So we might as well, you know, branch out, because we had all of these crazy ideas, you know, which all just spawned from like making these fixie styled bicycles, you know. So
that's where the whole
agency was brewed, you know, because we were just getting involved. We worked a bit with Herschel Supply, we worked a bit with Pernod Ricard. The bike shop was called Fixing Diaries, shout out to Hussein. So yeah, man, you know, that allowed us to branch out a little and do what we're doing now, you know. So
sure,
yeah. I have to say, it's always nice to see,
I've actually
like,
got like two
where it came from and then where it is now, you know, and telling the story.
Sorry, didn't
you have any, what, you got two managers?
Yeah. I've got like two managers. I'm like spoiled rotten, man. I just have to make the music and, you know, these niggas just,
you got people pushing you. That's dope, man. Yeah.
This sounds like a Migos line.
Yeah.
I got two managers.
Sure, that's dope. Okay, so we're going to jump. Oh, so what are some of the challenges you have faced as a young entrepreneur? What are some of the challenges you have faced building your business?
I think first and foremost, you know, financially, you know, that's been an issue. An opportunity as well, you know, because, you know, I just personally feel like a lot of industries, you know, whether it's music or advertising, you know, are still, you know, somewhat closed off, you know, like, and
it's like what you guys got going on here, doing your own thing, you know.
I think those have been like the biggest struggles, and at the same time, it's crazy because we have this whole generational shift, you know, with, you know, our generation, you know, the Y generation coming into like, you know, the play of things. So it's crazy, man. But I'm also realizing that it's also like, you know, I just think business as well is like quite, you know, political at times. So
especially
you start like realizing and, you know, learning a lot of things in the process. But I think all of the hurdles are worth it, man.
Yeah.
Because
you're building at something
some
point, you love, man.
Yeah. You need to, you know.
But it's all about growth.
Yeah.
And when it comes to you in the creative industry, how do you feel like someone, like an up and coming musician, like what advice would you give them?
You know, I would say you need to have the passion, man, because, you know, the doors that get blocked, you know, are like crazy. And it's not even like doors getting blocked. Sometimes the door's not even there. Mm. You have to like create one, you know. So the passion needs to be there, man, from the jump. You need to love what you're doing. You need to live it, you know, in a way. And you need to keep going, man. That's, I think growth celebrate the small little victories. It's very important, man. And, you know, as we all have big dreams and goals and everything, you just need to be ready for the setbacks, you know, and the losses, and the, you know, you just need to keep the bigger picture, you know, in sight.
Yeah.
You need to not forget what you started this for, when all the little things and little bumps and, you know, so you just need to have the big picture in your head always. What you're doing this for, you know, if it's your family, if it's the homies.
Trust the process.
Yeah, exactly, dog. Just keep going, you know, and keep the same team, man. If you can,
don't
keep
forget the
same
team, man.
The same team, man.
Yeah, you really got to keep people around you that you trust.
Yeah, true. Don't make it like complicated for no reason, man. You know, you fight with the homies, you make up, but you know these niggas I grew up with, you know, for real, niggas that know me.
Yeah.
So it's really hard to make new. You know, it's obviously you can make new relationships and networks, but like your core needs to be, you know, the niggas that you know. So keep the same homies with you and keep you sane, man. And you keep going, and that's why, like, you don't even feel the hurdle sometimes, dog. Like, you know, some we just, you know, gliding through it, bruh, and we like chilling. Like, sometimes you get like 20 views in a week, and we just like, whatever, we dropped it. You know, people they'll jump on it. We have fun doing it. You know, it's whatever. People will catch on. You know, but that's what you need to do. Keep the passion there and keep going, dog. When people catch on, they'll catch on. It'll be your time or whatever. But you know,
just do it.
Yeah, because a lot of the times that, yo, I went through, like, you know, a lot of, like a downhill where I was just like, yo, damn, man, shit, my shit, I dropped the tape in Feb, man. You're like, what's up? But you get over it, and you learn, and you grow, and it's like, nah, it's not about that, you know. You just keep going, dropping new music, dropping new videos, and
it'll work. Someone's going to find it.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I feel like people just expect success way too quickly.
Yeah, we do, dog. Yeah, we do.
But we don't understand that there's a whole process, dog.
Yeah. I think you grow up with when, like, doors are closed or opportunities are not as...
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, for real. Everything's a learning experience.
That's real.
It's not about how many times you get knocked down.
Yeah.
It's about how many times you get back up. Maybe I'm a rapper, too. I'm just playing.
That's some real shit, though.
But sure, dog. Fuck.
You just dropped bars on us there at the end. I know. Thanks. You're out of heat. Not you,
dog. And it's actually hard in this. And it's actually hella hot in this beat.
I can't believe you.
Okay, so I think we're gonna play another one of your tracks.
Swag.
But we are slowly but surely running out of time, because I believe we do have a Skype guest. Oh no, we ain't.
No, we ain't got a
Skype. We ain't. So what we're gonna do is take a music break,
because
I need some fresh air, because it's hot as a motherfucker in here. All right, we are gonna play Ride featuring your homegirl Naya
Ayla.
Let's hit it.
You gotta prove yourself. Go too much of that shit. I know I did. I would do a lot of busting shit, bro. You can't expect money like that, my nigga. Can't expect no Lambo like that, nigga. No condo like that, nigga. That shit take work, my nigga. But, I mean, if you work, dedicate yourself, nigga. Shit come to you. No problem. Gotta sacrifice some shit, nigga. Sacrifice them hoes, nigga. Sacrifice a little bit of this smoke, nigga. Just grind, shit.
Tell me, can you make it up? Oh,
Make this shit better.
sure, boy. Shout out Naye. Then mommy can
shout out to you. Shout out Naye.
That song bangs, dog. Alright, bro. Also, your flow. Your flow is dope, dog. Yeah, shit. Tell
like
us
a unique type.
Yeah, yeah. Who are some of your inspirations?
Inspiration. Well, I grew up. I've got three older brothers.
Yeah.
So they always played hip hop. You know. So you know, Park. They played Nas. They played Jay. They played local stuff, you know, grew up on Guaito as well. So, yeah, that's where I was really, like, exposed to hip-hop, you know. Like, my cousin would bump Puck from the morning till, like, late at night on weekends when, like, we weren't at school or whatever.
Oh, when you were bunking. All right.
On weekends. So, yeah, my cousin Q as well. He was a big influence in my life, and he was just, you know, the cool guy at home, you know. This is, everyone wants to be like Q, so I don't know, I got that from them. And yeah, just growing up and just always writing, and yeah, started downloading beats, and then I was like, actually there's a studio that I know, let me go record. Did my first song, sent it to this dude, and he's like, what? No way, dog, keep going. This is like, how many years ago? Is it like, what, 5, 7?
Yeah, four years ago.
Sure.
So, yeah, and then, no. I sent you the song, like, I think a year later. So, yeah, but yeah, anyway, like 5 years ago. And he's just like, yo, dog, fuck, this is crazy, man. So I've just been in studio ever since, and First Touch was finally ready in Feb 26th, and we dropped it.
You were like, I ain't waiting.
Yeah, nah.
Go time.
Dropped it.
All right, so my last question for you is, you said that you guys were independent, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
still.
Like, still. So is it just you? Like, is there a Changing Faces record label, like, something?
So we opened our own, label called Smango OG Entertainment, and that's where, like, I'm releasing my music through, and Changing Faces as well. I'm under Changing Faces, and it's all independent. It's run by us, and we do everything. So, you know, there's no cosign, or there's no secret party partner, you know, funding, all of that. We do everything from scratch.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, it's fun. It's a lot of work, but getting things done, there's nothing as rewarding as getting something done.
Yo, for real.
You know, when you start something and then you finish it. Yo. Oh, wow.
Goodness me.
So, I've got a question.
Swear.
What would you say makes you different from everyone else?
I do it, dog. I do it. I do it. You know, the film, we did it. The tape, we did it. I'm dropping a tape. This new, like, I do it, bro. I don't know. Like, people talk a lot, bruh. People like they talk so much.
Clout chasing.
Yeah, bruh. Just talker. Do it. So I feel like that's us, bruh. We discuss something, and you know, once we lock it in, we do it. We find a plan to get it done. You know, we find a plan to get it done.
Yeah,
sure. Like, that's what separates me from.
Separates the men from the boys.
That's right. You know, a lot of these guys just have to, like, just, you know, record and go home. You know. They don't know what goes behind the production, you know, renting equipment, doing equipment check, and shooting, wrapping up, post, edits, and, it, you know, so, I'm like, the whole package, because we do it, and we do it not because we don't have the luxuries of paying people to do it, because we, that too, because we love it, bro, like, that's,
you enjoy the process.
I'm in it.
Like, nah, that's dope, dog. Sure. Well, unfortunately, that is all we have time for today.
That was like 10
gents,
minutes.
It was time flies when you're having fun, eh? Alright, gents, thank you so much to both of you. Why don't you guys tell them your social media so people can find you, you know, so they know where to look. Tell them where to find Changing Faces, all of that.
Yeah, man, that's, I think on my side, Changing Faces, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, that's the handle, that's where you'll find us.
Oh yeah.
And then Smanga Ochi
on everything. Site,
on everything. Yeah. It's just Smanga Ochi as well.
Sure, you can even hear, you can hear him bring out the CD for us. Oh yeah, dog, you're gonna have to sign this. You're gonna have to sign it for us though. Yeah, I'm gonna get you a black mark and you're gonna have to sign it, yo. Guys, goddamn.
Release the whole project.
For real.
Go watch the short film.
It's available everywhere. Search for him, Smanga OG. Don't sleep, people. Yeah, don't fucking sleep. You know what it is. All right, y'all. We are out. I'm going to go and enjoy the sunshine a little bit.
It's shady outside.
Let's play bags.
No, the sun's shining, dog. What do you mean? I'm pointing at a window. I forgot it was radio. But, like, I just pointed at a window. All right, but we out. Yeah. We out. I hope you guys have a spectacular rest of the week.
Do we have an outro track?
Yeah, what do you want us to play?
Bags. Let's play bags.
Bags, all right.
Shout out to Jay Perez.
Yeah, we can do that. Adair, do you want to sign out?
Not really. I'm shaking. I'm playing with you. Yeah. We wish you peace, love, light, and happiness.
Why are you trying to steal my thing?
Because I knew you'd get touched.
Don't steal my thing, guys, before we go,
I'm just saying, when we drop a new track, you know, is it cool if I hit you guys?
Hell up? Yeah! What kind of a question is that?
Nigga just asked if it's okay to
What the hell, man?
I dropped my track in
no,
again.
No, for sure, dog. Send that straight our way and we'll bump that shit. Yeah. Yeah. Alright, but we out. That's time. It's we me, out. Kanye Palmer. What Adair was trying to steal is I wish you guys love, light, and happiness. Have a spectacular weekend. Yeah. We out. It's Bags featuring Jay Press. Enjoy, Jay Press. Whoops, my bad. This is bad.
Yeah. Fuck with us, one time. Check. Get shit. Let's go. In that bag. I pop them bags, I put my stash all in that bag. Finesse the plug, I pick the key all in that bag. I only fuck with bad bitches, my bitch bad. Hold up, just don't ask what's in that bag. You might fuck around and screw the feds. Ay, ay, finesse the motherfucking plug. I grab that bag again. Sheesh, get it straight up the road if you need more time. Finesse in the plug, it's a forever gum. Double G's on double C's, all draped on your boys, give me in designer. I had everything the fiends wanted. Keys on keys, on keys on keys, all bubble wrapped up in the double. Pour up the cup and I'm sipping slow. Sheesh. Hey, just like one said, then you need to know. My bitch, she on flame like the reefer smoke. No engine, I'm serving a diesel though. Sheesh, what? Just like one puff, then you need to go. Let's go. They say you ain't got it, left us in that bag. I pop them tags, I put my stats all in that bag. Finesse the plug, I put the key all in that bag. I only fuck with bad bitches, my bitch bad. Hold up, just don't ask what's in that bag. Cause you might fuck around and spill the feds. Ay, ay, finesse the motherfucking plug. I grab that bag and drill the cash. I'm riding with my whole crew, doing things you ain't never seen, things you ain't supposed to. Most you niggas laugh at the cheese, I'm on that Goku, a Super Saiyan, murder the beat, I just might coach you. I ride around with niggas that's got it all in the bag, got my divas, got green faces, we keep it all in the stash. I told her to come through and she said we moving too fast. Bitch, I ain't even trying to cuddle, I'm trying to be in that ass. Cause all of my niggas been lit, plus with the shit. Round round with two kids, but I bow down to the new kids. Who did some nuisance? Call me OG. No fool clip. Bloody nuisance. And no, you can't join the movement. So that's your trace gon' stupid. Let's go. They say you ain't got it, less than in that bag. I pop them tags, I put my stance all in that bag. Finesse the plug, then put the key all in that bag. I only fuck with bad bitches, my bitch bad. Hold up. Just don't ask what's in that bag. You might fuck around and spill the feds. Ay, ay, finesse the motherfucking plug. I grab that bag and do it down.
Family is everything, boy. Family is your pillar, your backbone. Something can fall back on. Family is power, boy. Without family, you ain't got shit. Family is what's yours. If you can't protect that,
saying is, you know, you got nothing to live for. Family has you, you have family. Together we are family. We can never be family alone. You know what I'm saying?
This is CliffCentral.com.